News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
You and Sean did a little double duty last night, huh?
Yeah, we were up here late during Hurricane Zeta. Okay. And trying to keep everybody informed.
Crazy, crazy night last night. Let's check in with Dr. Bill and get to that forecast for today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect gradual clearing today with temperatures in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with high temperatures in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Don Davis, Chief Election Officer of Mobile County. For the upcoming election, we will be using the CDC's guidelines at all polls. This may slow the process, so plan accordingly. All voters are asked to bring and wear a mask while inside the poll. Some will be available if you don't have one. Some poll locations have changed. A postcard is being mailed that advises where you vote and provides other important information. We want to make your voting experience as safe as possible.
Three big things we're looking at this morning on FM Talk 106.5. Citronelle's police chief says the city is like a war zone after Zeta. You know, the crazy thing is, Dalton, that storm, it continued to be a hurricane well inland. Have we seen anything like that? It's like these are all different. That was different.
Yeah, and last night, you know, it's... Everyone has their opinion when something like this is happening, but we were getting so many texts last night from people that have lived through plenty of hurricanes right here on the Gulf Coast saying that was some of the strongest winds that they had felt in a very, very long time.
Crazy.
The storm, I mean, we were expecting it and hoping for it to be a tropical storm by the time it made landfall, but it did the opposite. It increased in intensity and was a Category 2 by the time it made landfall in Louisiana and then made landfall again in Mississippi.
And stayed at hurricane.
And stayed at hurricane strength even as it crossed over into Alabama through Choctaw County. And as it went through Clark County, it was still a Category 1 hurricane. Is, unbelievable.
I've never heard of such a thing. Dr. Bill will be on here in just a moment, a little after 6:30. Zeta storm cancellations and closures, we've got that for you too. And Trump and Biden appeal to last-minute voters in Florida. All right, so you were here last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was texting with Sean. You know, we weren't sure what the effects were going to be. We didn't know if we're going to lose power. Didn't know anything. Just kind of just watching the TV like everybody else and trying to figure it out. Sean said, you go ahead to bed, and that way you'll be fresh in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you came in last night, which yeah. I was already asleep by the time you guys went on the air. That was at 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Okay. We checked in a couple times last night with Dr. Bill Williams at 7 and 8 and then went live at 9 and spoke with quite a few people. Got the weather update from Dr. Bill. We also spoke with Michael Evans from Mobile County EMA and Beth Thomas with Alabama Power, also Mayor of Dolphin Island Jeff Collier, who we will be talking with later this morning. But it seems to me that the northern part of Mobile County and then north of there got it worse than the southern part of Mobile County. But as a whole, Mobile County got it worse this time than Baldwin County, kind of the opposite of Hurricane Sally.
But Baldwin County was not unaffected.
Baldwin County certainly not unaffected. And, you know, it's still dark out right now. It was dark as the storm gave its most damage out last night, and it was dangerous, very dangerous. Trees down. I imagine there are power lines down in our area. Just looking at the power outage map right now, if you go to poweroutage.us, they keep a running map, and after Hurricane Sally, there were some power outages in Mobile County, of course, Baldwin County, Escambia County, Alabama, but that was pretty much for it for us in Hurricane Sally. If you look at the map of Alabama right now, it looks like leaves from fall, because they use like fall colors here with red and orange and yellow, mm-hmm. and the entire state, just about the entire central portion of the state south, has power outages. Right now, they're still saying 100,000 are without power in Mobile County, 30,000 without power in Baldwin County. Washington County, the ones they track in Washington County, have about 368 that are out. Clark County is 100% without power. Mm. That was the latest from Clark County, that everyone in Clark County had lost power from the storm last night. And you go through the counties and list. I mean, Choctaw, Marengo, Wilcox, Monroe, Conecuh. even Escambia County again. Power outages everywhere, and that was the case last night for sure. Now, there have been two confirmed fatalities to this point.
Okay.
One in Louisiana. The first fatality came from a 55-year-old man who was electrocuted by a power line. They said a low-hanging power line. And then another death in Biloxi. Have not heard of any fatalities in our area to this point, which is great news. But you mentioned that one story. The Citronelle police chief called it a war zone after Hurricane Zeta, and they did have to take one person from Saraland, I believe, to the ER, and they said that first responders were out last night taking care of injured residents. So no telling if there were more than just the one person that had to go to the ER. But there was even a water rescue last night off Dog River Bridge, and people driving around during the worst part of the storm. Initially, I was seeing accident updates last night, and once again, we have to thank our first responders, because you know they go out in times like that and
respond to an accident in the middle of a hurricane.
And power crews from Alabama Power, Baldwin EMC, Riviera Utilities, I believe they had them up and ready and working as long as it was safe. But at some point last night, it got entirely too unsafe. And I see Paul Lewis, he's texting in on the text line here. And yeah, there was actually a 91-mile-per-hour wind gust at Mobile Regional Airport, where they register these things. 91 miles per hour last night. And remember, that's after the storm had made two landfalls and then worked its way into Alabama. We thought it'd be a tropical storm by the time it made its way onto land, at least, you know, a few dozen miles onto land, but not the case. This was a strong, strong storm that made its way through. Personally, when I drove home, taking Cottage Hill most of the way towards Tillman's Corner, and then I cut over off University and onto 90, there were not any big trees down in the road there. There are two hanging traffic lights. You got to be very careful at Cottage Hill and West I-65 Service Road. Now, these are only the places I've traveled so far, so there's probably a lot more damage around, but two hanging traffic lights right now at Cottage Hill and the West I-65 Service Road. So if you go out and about this morning, be careful, because that could be the case in a lot of different places in our area.
I came across, you know, could it happen twice to me on the way to work after during a hurricane? But yes, on my way down the hill on Spring Hill Avenue going toward the interstate, it's four lanes, it's people move pretty quickly there. Anyway, I was going pretty quickly and suddenly had to stop. There's giant tree debris taking up all three lanes,
really?
all two lanes, and there was you know, some sort of, they had some sort of barricade up, like, please go around. But I came upon it so quickly. Just, if you don't have to be out early this morning, don't go out. And if you do have to go out, proceed with extreme caution. Mm-hmm. There's stuff literally everywhere.
Well said. And, you know, there were school closures yesterday, and then late last night, a lot more of the school systems in our area updated for today, because there was no telling how strong this storm would be. You know, there was the possibility that we wouldn't get much wind, that it would be a tropical storm and maybe even miss us for the most part, but that wasn't the case. So a lot more cancellations for today with power outages across the area. Mobile County Public Schools will be out today. They say they will resume normal hours on Friday. Baldwin County Schools will remain closed for today. No word on Friday yet for Baldwin County Schools. Archdiocese of Mobile Catholic Schools, they said those classes will be canceled today and tomorrow due to the storm. The universities around here, it looks like they're going remote for learning until at least tonight.
It's been the worst year to try and get an education.
It really has.
It's been, since March, it's been a joke.
I feel for our students, teachers,
unreal,
parents, COVID-19, and two storms that have knocked people out of school. Washington County Schools, I believe, will be out today. Gulf Shore City Schools are out today. All of the schools in Clark County are out today, and that's pretty much that's pretty much what you'll see all across Southwest Alabama right now. Most schools are out. I do know St. Paul's, though. At least the word last night was that St. Paul's would be going into school this morning.
They might want to rethink that.
They, as of last night, they were saying they were going to get started at 9 a.m. this morning. Not sure if that's changed, and I'll check into that. But lots of school closures across our area, lots of power outages, and we want to hear from you on our text line.
We got Keith from Agricola, and you figure where Agricola is, right on the other side of the of the line from Alabama. So he says Dalton, add Mississippi counties in there, and you can double power outage numbers sitting in the dark listening to 106.5 FM. Thank you, Keith, for letting us know what's going on in Mississippi. It's got to be, you know, Loosedale.
Southeast
got to be pounded.
Yeah, Southeast Mississippi got hit very, very hard last night. And at one point, combining Louisiana's power outage number with Mississippi and Alabama, there were nearly 1 million without power last night. I think it was right around 900,000. Backstrap Stacker letting us know St. Paul's is shut down today, so they reversed course on that. Also, UMS Wright is out today as well. Also, Backstrap Stacker says trees blocking roads all over Spring Hill. He said Tut Hill, McGregor between Dolphin and Old Shell, and various roads in the country club are all blocked. And if you could, once it's safe, once it's light outside, we would love to hear from you. What area are you from? What are you seeing damage-wise outside? And what are you hearing from your neighbors and friends and family? We'd love to hear, and you are the best reporters.
No doubt.
You know, you watch these TV stations, and they have the reporters sent out everywhere. And we would do the same if we had a full stack of 20 reporters or something like that. But truly, the best reporters are you, right there on the ground, letting us know what's going on. Mark in Westmobile says, power out in Sims near MGM. So this is going to be the story all morning long. And then, just like after Hurricane Sally, we're going to have to go through the FEMA thing again, and we are going to keep you updated with all the information you need to know to get your life back on track after this second huge storm.
We're going to have our facts straight. We'll know the numbers and have our facts straight, because we've done this before, and it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
17 after 6 o'clock at FM Talk 106.5. Little sports.
Yeah, coming up in sports, two local high schools bring home state volleyball titles.
Right.
And St. Luke's deals with COVID for the second time this year. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin County for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. We have the latest on the aftermath of Hurricane Zeta on the Gulf Coast. Zeta has weakened into a tropical storm over central Alabama. This morning, more than 102,000 people in Mobile County are waking up in the dark. In Baldwin County, more than 37,000 households are without power. In Clark County, nearly 7,800 homes do not have electricity, while more than 5,000 outages have been reported in Escambia County, Alabama. Citronelle Mayor Jason Stringer describes his town as a war zone after Zeta swept through. He posted on Facebook asking people to stay off the roads, saying some injuries have been reported along with power outages. The Clark County Emergency Management Agency says 100% of the county is without power this morning. Coastal Mississippi also took a hit from Zeta. Several cars were underwater in a parking garage at the Golden Nugget in Biloxi. The eye of the storm passed right over New Orleans, where police say a man was electrocuted by a low-hanging power line. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, folks. Coach Tommy Tuberville here. The liberals in California, New York, and Washington are trying to buy Alabama's U.S. Senate for Doug Jones. They've spent millions on his campaign of lies and liberal values. It's time for desperate Doug's socialist supporters to learn that Alabama can't be bought. I'm Tommy Tuberville, and I approve this message because together we can teach the liberals a hard lesson and send Doug Jones packing in the process. Paid for and authorized by Tommy Tuberville for Senate, Inc.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Locally owned, Southern Cross Home Care provides services from companionship to total care for all ages. Our family of caregivers have been selected for their experience and compassion. Learn more at southerncrosshomecare.com. Let our family care for your family.
Good morning, 620 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In Birmingham, at the AHSAA Volleyball State Championships, Bayside Academy swept West Point to win a record-setting 19th consecutive state championship. The Admirals have won 29 total titles over the history of the school, with head Hall of Fame coach Ann Schilling winning 26 of those. The title win in Class 5A last night means that Bayside, now the first school in Alabama history to win a championship in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5A.
That is incredible.
What
they,
a team.
They keep bumping them up to see if they can beat them.
And last night, Ann Schilling said she thinks they might have the best team in the entirety of the state outside of maybe Hoover. So they would have had a shot in 6A.
That's incredible.
As well, and 7A. Tough news for a local high school football team. Ben Thomas with AL.com reported yesterday that the St. Luke's Wildcats have had to forfeit their final regular season game against Cottage Hill, a game originally scheduled to be played tonight. St. Luke's reportedly received a positive COVID-19 test this week that caused the cancellation. Now, the Wildcats had already clinched a spot in the Class 2A playoffs with a 4-5 record so far this season. They're scheduled to play at B.B. Comer in the first round on November 6th. Wildcats head coach Ron Lee said he has spoken with the Alabama High School Athletic Association and would let them know by Saturday if his team would be able to play next week. If St. Luke's can't play in that playoff game, B.B. Comer would advance to the second round with a forfeit win. And don't forget, tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars back in action, looking for a third straight win. The 3-2 Jags will be on the road facing 3-2 Georgia Southern. Kickoff at 6:30 on ESPN. Georgia Southern favored by 4.5. 621 FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect gradual clearing today with temperatures in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with high temperatures in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Zach Moore, and I'm the Republican candidate for Mobile County District Court Judge. I'm asking for your vote on November 3rd. I spent years working as a prosecutor with the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, and I'm proud to have been endorsed by the Alabama Police Benevolent Association. My family believes in the future of Mobile County, and if elected, I will work hard every day to ensure that the courtroom remains a level playing field for all, and that the law is applied equally as it was written. So on Tuesday, vote Zach Moore, District Court Judge.
Paid for by the committee to elect Zach Moore, District Court Judge.
Baldwin EMC reminds everyone to take precautions during and after hurricanes and offers these tips for safety during power outages. Following a storm, remain indoors until the all-clear notice is given by the emergency management system or your local law enforcement. If you or someone in your family depends on electric-powered healthcare equipment, please immediately seek alternative shelter or obtain a backup source of power for the equipment. For more safety tips, go to BaldwinEMC.com.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holden every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, in the aftermath of Hurricane Zeta. What a storm. My word. We've got power outages everywhere, including in Mobile County, over 100,000 without power right now. Clark County, 100% of the county is without power?
That's right.
Baldwin County EMC, over 28,000. Riviera Utilities, 1,400 right now. And Chad Petrie is on the line and also on location in Gulf Shores, where I think the big problem is flooding. Chad, good morning.
Good morning. And you know what? The problem is flooding. It's not, as far as I can tell, very widespread, just in some isolated spots. But one good sign for Gulf Shores, for the most part, I see that they have power at present. So that is definitely a good sign. I've been down as far as the end of 59 at the public beach area, where that's closed off. They've had some sand that's washed up into that area that still needs to be cleared out. But if we're going to compare one storm to the other, we're going to compare Zeta to Sally. Zeta is not on the level of Sally in terms of its impact to this part of Baldwin County. Certainly, it may have impacted elsewhere, but at least from what I can tell and the folks that I've been able to speak with so far before dawn, it's not as bad as it was 6 weeks ago.
Now, Chad, the storm moved so quickly through our area yesterday that the storm surge actually followed for the most part. And I saw a video last night from behind some Gulf Shores condos where parking lots were flooded. How far up did that storm surge make it?
You know what? I wish I could tell you the exact location. That was actually shot by a different crew. I don't know the exact extent of it, but you can see that it did get rough for at least a brief period. But for right now, even the area that I'm looking at right now across the street from the Oyster House, the water has begun to recede this morning. So it's a situation where it's definitely getting better. One thing we are waiting on, of course, is daylight, because you really can't get a full idea of how much damage there has been without daylight to give you a good idea. And it's not super safe to go out in these damaged areas before daylight, just because you don't know what you're going to step on, especially when it comes to down power lines.
You know, I think, Chad, what you experienced in central Baldwin County a month and a half ago, I think that's kind of what we're going to see when daylight hits and we're able to go to North Mobile County, into Clark County, over to Mississippi. They just got mowed down with a hurricane force winds. It was still a hurricane when it was in that part of the state.
Yeah, that's the thing that really stands out about the way this storm moved and impacted the area, that it was still very powerful, even though it was lashing areas that were dozens of miles from the coast. We also got to consider Lucedale and Greene County in Mississippi, also impacted by this storm. So again, the way they describe it in Citronelle, like a war zone, we have not seen it in daylight, but when it gets safer, we'll be headed up there just to get an idea of what kind of an impact it has had on that area, because it appears to be a storm that has had a greater impact on Mobile County and points north from there.
I imagine the residents down there on the beaches are a bit storm fatigued at this point. Is that the sense you're getting?
Yeah, that's really the sense I'm getting from anywhere in Baldwin County that talking about this. We're just kind of tired of it in terms of homeowners having to secure their stuff and get ready to lose their power for an extended period of time. And what we're dealing with here, at least central to southern Baldwin County, as far as I've seen, is some more storm damage, but clearly not as widespread as what we saw 6 weeks ago.
Chad, thanks for your report, and we'll talk to you later on this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Chad Petrie, our friend from Channel 5, and a friend indeed, because he just hopped on the line with us real quick at a moment's notice. We're going to talk to some others out there real soon,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams gives us the full update from last night's storm.
FM Talk 106.5, 628, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and good morning.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. We have the latest on the aftermath of Hurricane Zeta on the Gulf Coast. Zeta has weakened into a tropical storm over central Alabama. This morning, more than 102,000 people in Mobile County are waking up in the dark. In Baldwin County, more than 37,000 households are without power. In Clark County, nearly 7,800 homes do not have electricity, while more than 5,000 outages have been reported in Escambia County, Alabama. Citronelle Mayor Jason Stringer describes his town as a war zone after Zeta swept through. He posted on Facebook asking people to stay off the roads, saying some injuries have been reported along with power outages. The Clark County Emergency Management Agency says 100% of the county is without power this morning. Coastal Mississippi also took a hit from Zeta. Several cars were underwater in a parking garage at the Golden Nugget in Biloxi. The eye of the storm passed right over New Orleans, where police say a man was electrocuted by a low-hanging power line. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Tuesday, November 3rd, vote for a program that's guaranteed to help all of Mobile County with no new taxes. It's the Pay-As-You-Go program to build better roads, bridges, and drainage facilities. $58 million with no new taxes, no borrowed money, more jobs, economic growth with no new taxes. Be sure you vote for the Pay-As-You-Go program located at the end of the ballot under special county election, and we all win. Paid for by Better Roads for Mobile County, Lion Crow Chairman, 754 Downtown or Loop West, Mobile, Alabama, 36609.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The chiefs of Google, Twitter, and Facebook face a Senate committee Wednesday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Top executives of Twitter, Facebook, and Google testified on social media protections and censorship issues before a Senate committee on Wednesday. Things getting a bit heated when Senator Ted Cruz got his chance to question Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
USA Radio News.
NASCAR moves into Martinsville, Virginia Sunday for the Xfinity 500. The race starts at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Stocks tumbled yesterday as coronavirus cases soared globally and investors worried about the possibility of a contested presidential election. Washington's failure to reach a deal on new fiscal stimulus also contributed to the slaughter, sending the Dow Industrials down 943 and the NASDAQ down 426. The sell-off accelerated during the session's final minutes. Gilead Sciences cut its 2020 revenue forecast, citing lower than expected demand and difficulty in predicting sales of remdesivir, the only treatment approved in the U.S. for patients hospitalized with COVID-19. Remdesivir brought in $873 million in the quarter, below analyst estimates of $960 million. Gilead lowered the top end of its full-year sales outlook to $23.5 billion, below Wall Street's estimates of $24.1 billion. Crude oil sharply lower, down $1.62 at $35.77 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Dr. Bill Williams at 6:35 with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. And another one for the old books, Doctor. That was some kind of ride last night with Hurricane Zeta.
Yeah, between Sally and Zeta, we have some very unusual Category 2 storms. This one, of course, coming in at an angle that is coming into southeast Louisiana and then heading northeast and on into southeast Mississippi and then across well north of Mobile. And very unusual to see the storm maintain its hurricane intensity for such a long area, a long stretch across land and on into southwest Alabama. And then finally it became a tropical storm, and this morning it's up around North Georgia and about to move into the Appalachians of western North Carolina, and is still producing strong gusty winds and quite a bit of damage up in that area, particularly to trees. For our area, things are going to improve today, and cleanup operations begin again. And we're going to see gradual clearing today. Temperatures will be in the low to mid-70s for this afternoon. And then cooler air really moves in tonight, although that front has moved through. We won't feel the effects of it really until tonight. And we're going to cool into the upper 40s, about 48 degrees for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, only 68 for the high. Should be sunny and pleasant and a nice cool day. And then as we look ahead to the weekend, Saturday, sunny and low 70s, and then mostly sunny, mid-70s on Sunday. And then another cold front comes in. On Monday, only 62 for the high temperature, and we'll be looking at lows here in Mobile around 40 degrees for Monday night. So we've got some cool weather that's going to stay with us for at least a week, and we will have a good chance to dry out after the storm.
Dr. Bill, there's been two fatalities, I think nearly 2 million without power across the southeast, 280,000 right now in Alabama. And if you look at power outage maps, you can see pretty much the exact path that this storm has cut through Alabama. Last night, you know, we were expecting, or at least I, from listening to you and looking around on the internet, I expected this storm to start falling apart over land, but it seemed like it just kept, I don't know, is reforming the right word? It got really tight, the center of it, as it crossed over Alabama.
Yeah, it held together. It was really amazing, and it surprised the folks at the National Hurricane Center to see the storm maintain that strength for that distance over land. But we've got quite a bit of damage up in northern Mobile County and across Washington and Clark counties, Choctaw, and that, up in that area is where the storm actually came into Alabama. It was a Choctaw County. So northern Mobile County and Clark, and as I mentioned also Washington counties, they were pretty close to the center of the storm, and they got some very strong winds up there during the evening hours. So things are going to improve today, and thank heavens we have some nice cool air coming in for the weekend.
You know, it was, I mean, years ago, Doctor, you would teach me a little lesson and say, look, every one of these storms is very different. They've got their own characteristics. When it comes and goes, you're going to see that storm was different than that storm, and on and on and on. What we had last night was even more different than we had anticipated in any way. The strength of that storm so far inland, those poor people are going to have to, it wasn't just hurricanes, it wasn't just tornadoes and twisters off the storm, it was the storm itself. How unusual is that for the storm to remain that bound together that far inland?
It is unusual, and we have to go back to Opal back in 1995 was a strong storm over the Gulf, but it moved very fast, and it stayed together and produced winds of hurricane force all the way up into central and the portions of northern Alabama. And that doesn't happen too often, but this storm was really flying, and a great contrast to Sally that moved at 2 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. Across Baldwin County, so a big difference between the two storms.
The storm surge seemed to follow the storm last night rather than, you know, lead or at the same time.
It was behind the storm.
Yeah, it was behind the
crazy
storm, and we were talking last night.
Yeah, the problem there is that we still had a southerly flow of air, constantly moving all this water onto the coast, and it continued even as the storm had moved on up into interior Alabama. But that southerly flow just kept the water piling up along the coast. And normally when we see a storm come from south to north and move on into this area, we get a wind switch around to the west. And and then around to perhaps a situation where the winds will die down and you won't have that surge anymore, the water sort of retreat. But in this case, it just persisted with a southeast and then a southwest flow well into the night.
I saw the last night we were talking about a wind gust out at Mobile Regional at 91 miles per hour.
Yes.
Did you see any higher gusts here in Mobile County last night, or was that the peak for recorded wind gusts?
There may be some more. There may have been a report of about 90 down at Brookley. Mm-hmm. I have to check that out. We do have reports of winds of 100 miles per hour, 104 along the Mississippi coast, and I know it was over 100 miles per hour at Gulfport. And so I think there'll be some other reports that'll come in to indicate that we had quite a few readings in the 80s, 90s, and maybe some more around 100.
Hi, Dr. Bill. We'll talk in 1 hour. Thank you.
Okay, Dan.
You got it. Dr. Bill Williams, staff meteorologist. And you know, obviously, the sun's not up yet, so we really can't assess a whole
right.
lot. But when that sun rises, there's going to be areas of our listening area that are going to be stunned and saddened by what they see.
Quite a bit of damage here at our studios, as a matter of fact. Just outside of our front doors, we had some like concrete pilings fall over and break, and the doors up front, the wind was blowing so hard last night. I was watching the windows out front flex for about 3.5 straight hours, 4 hours.
Whoa.
Where, you know, that sound, the whoa, 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 whoa. That's what I was picturing as I was seeing the glass out front. And, you know, it was worse in northern Mobile County. So I believe the damage will be widespread once everyone is able to see outside. There was even a sign that flew. We went outside for a moment last night just to move our vehicles around.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, because of the things that were falling from the building, and a sign flew by. And you know how deadly that can be. Even a street sign, if it's flying at a high enough rate of speed, that could be deadly. And that was happening all across our area last night. So
crazy.
No reported fatalities right now in our area, and hopefully that stays the case, but we'll have to find out more about this storm as the morning progresses.
And you can help us with that too on the text line 343-0106. Let us know what you see, and let us know how you're doing. It's 643 at FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Nick Matranga. It has been my honor serving you as your Mobile County License Commissioner. Thank you for your patience and understanding during this COVID pandemic. We have been working hard to balance your safety and our county employees' safety by providing many options and procedures for our services. Go to the Mobile County License Commission website and see our tutorial videos. I'm asking you, the citizens of Mobile County, to re-elect me, Nick Matranga, as your license commissioner on Tuesday, November 3rd. Visit our website at www.votematranga.com.
Paid for by Vote Matranga Campaign.
With bird season upon us and deer season just around the corner, are you ready for everything you'll need to be the envy of the hunting camp? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and bore sight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market.
With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table.
Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
You're letting us know how things are in your neighborhood on the text line at 343-0106. It's also the phone line if you want to call us in and let us know what's up. This is an exceptional morning after a storm like that. Incredible damage done in a lot of areas north of Mobile, in Mobile County. Mm-hmm. But it looks like it got it worse the further up you went.
Yeah, it'll be tough to navigate a lot of roads in our area this morning. And an unnamed texter let us know that Highway 43 north, on the right lane, there are trees in the roadway. This texter said that being in the left lane if you're traveling up 43 is best this morning. Daniel says he's got power back on at the 13-mile marker on Lot Road. Grant says no power at Snow Road, Tanner Williams House Ferry. Didn't see power until Airport Boulevard. And Grant adding, I'm telling you, Sims got crushed last night and trees down everywhere. Cindy says, just drove through Daphne. Rest assured, the Waffle House was open. Power still off in my Fairhope neighborhood off Gaffer Street between Section and Highway 98. And, yeah, the Waffle House was open at midnight last night on Cottage Hill Road as well. And a lot of people had turned out to get the eggs and waffles and bacon at Waffle House and kind of congregate.
What were they doing on the road at midnight last night?
I could ask myself the same question.
Well, but you were working. You were legit.
And, you know, really a sad story here. We talked about the two fatalities that have been confirmed to this point. One in Louisiana, a 55-year-old man that had been electrocuted from a down power line. And been reporting this morning that there was one death in Biloxi, and it appears now that that identity has been figured out. It's actually a man from Theodore, 58-year-old Leslie Richardson. According to the SunHerald.com, they said Richardson had been watching the storm in Biloxi Wednesday evening and sent his sister a video of the wind and the waves slamming into the beach. After that, he got into his car and tried to leave. His sister says the deep water started to come around the vehicle. He realized he was in trouble and called 911. So Leslie Richardson from Theodore drowned at a marina, the Broadwater Marina in Biloxi last night. Awful story.
That is where the Weather Channel was, too, at the Golden Nugget right there, and then the water started to rise. What really threw me off was watching the Weather Channel's their coverage from the city of New Orleans. And the storm, they were live the whole time there for about an hour and a half. The storm came, the storm went, and you just got the impression, well, that was pretty bad, but they were live on the air. It wasn't, you know, they were live on Canal Street.
Yeah.
And then the storm passed. And it was kind of like, if I was to get an idea, it's like, well, it'll be like that, except not as bad because it's going to be further inland. It will have already traveled a lot of miles across Mississippi. So we're probably going to be okay. We're going to have tropical storm winds, but that's all. And that is not what happened.
No, not the case at all. And Clark County EMA, they're reporting widespread countywide destruction, according to WPMI. The Clark County EMA says 100% power outage across the county. Several roofs ripped off buildings in Grove Hill, and the radio tower at a fire station in Thomasville is down. The EMA reporting that the ASAP EMS building in Jackson has been, quote, destroyed. Windows have been blown out at several homes and businesses and numerous trees on homes and cars. They said conditions were making it difficult last night for first responders to travel. And at that point, Highway 43 between Jackson and Grove Hill had at least one lane open to travel. Not sure if that's opened any further this morning, but Clark County catching the worst of the storm last night as well.
Okay, we've got sports around the corner, and still got to act like it's a normal morning.
Sports does
go on.
Yeah, the Big Ten Conference has a big problem on its hands as they cancel their first game of the 2020 season. And Kyle Busch finally gets a win in the NASCAR Cup Series. More coming up in sports.
This Dr. Bill Williams weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. Be a hero. Join us for Baldwin EMC's Power of Giving Blood Drive Thursday, November 11th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Baldwin's EMC's Summerdale location on Highway 59.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. We have the latest on the aftermath of Hurricane Zeta on the Gulf Coast. Zeta has weakened into a tropical storm over central Alabama. This morning, more than 102,000 people in Mobile County are waking up in the dark. In Baldwin County, more than 37,000 households are without power. In Clark County, nearly 7,800 homes do not have electricity, while more than 5,000 outages have been reported in Escambia County, Alabama. Citronelle Mayor Jason Stringer describes his town as a war zone after Zeta swept through. He posted on Facebook asking people to stay off the roads, saying some injuries have been reported along with power outages. The Clark County Emergency Management Agency says 100% of the county is without power this morning. Coastal Mississippi also took a hit from Zeta. Several cars were underwater in a parking garage at the Golden Nugget in Biloxi. The eye of the storm passed right over New Orleans, where police say a man was electrocuted by a low-hanging power line. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
As we celebrate 100 years of women's suffrage, we reflect upon a time when we could not register to vote nor hold public office. But now, we have the privilege of representing the people of Alabama in the state legislature.
We must continue to educate and empower women because together, we can continue to shatter records and overcome barriers.
Register to vote and obtain your photo ID so you too can exercise your right to vote on November 3rd.
The Greater Gulf State Fair is here. Enjoy all your favorite fair foods and rides October 30th through November 15th. Open Wednesdays through Sundays.
Safety precautions are ongoing with continuous sanitation so we can all enjoy one of Mobile's oldest traditions. Bring your friends, bring the family. Enjoy the largest midway on the Gulf Coast. Don't wait till the gate. Purchase tickets now at GritterGulfStateFair.com.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 10 till 7 on FM Talk 106.5, and time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in college football, where number 9-ranked Wisconsin's game this Saturday against Nebraska has been canceled after 12 people in the Wisconsin program reportedly tested positive for COVID-19. The Badgers will pause all team-related activities for at least 1 week. Earlier this week, Wisconsin starting quarterback Graham Mertz tested positive, and that came after news that backup quarterback Chase Wolf also tested positive. According to Big Ten Conference rules, each player with a confirmed positive test must quarantine for 21 days. As of yesterday, officials said that 12 people within the program had tested positive for COVID-19 within the past 5 days. That includes 6 student athletes and 6 staff members, including head coach Paul Christ. He said additional test results are pending. Wisconsin's next scheduled game is at home against Purdue on November 7th, and they will not be making up that game for this weekend against Nebraska.
Mm-mm-mm.
After 3 days of cold, rainy weather, the NASCAR Cup Series was finally able to complete the Auto Trader Echo Park 500 at Texas Motor Speedway yesterday. Kyle Busch held off Martin Truex Jr. to win the race, which was originally scheduled for Sunday. It's Busch's first win of the 2020 season. Drivers made it through 52 laps Sunday before going into a weather delay. NASCAR tried and failed to restart the race on Monday and Tuesday. Busch sits just outside of the final 8 drivers in the playoffs, meaning that he cannot win this year's Cup Series title. Only Truex and Alex Bowman among the playoff drivers finished in the top 5 last night. Next, the playoffs continue this Sunday at Martinsville Speedway in the Xfinity 500. The round of 8 will be trimmed to the championship 4 following Martinsville. 652 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
More of what you got to say on the text line after Zeta is on the way.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect gradual clearing today with temperatures in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with high temperatures in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Sheriff Huey Hallsmack, your Baldwin County Sheriff. I'm encouraging you to vote yes on Local Amendment 2 on the general election ballot. Amendment 2 prioritizes public safety by creating the Baldwin Beach Express extension that will provide Baldwin County residents with a much-needed additional evacuation route and will offer our community peace of mind if disaster strikes. Join me in voting yes on Local Amendment 2 at the November 3rd general election.
Paid for by the Gumbo Pack.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Just really not what I expected this morning, I'll be honest with you. Yesterday, packed things up. Went home, talked to Sean a little bit on the phone around 6 o'clock or so. Made the decision that you and he would come in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get a little rest and make sure that I was ready to get here at 4 o'clock. And that was it. And the idea that the storm would be this bad in some areas of Mobile County and north of us was not really in my head.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It didn't seem like that this is what we were going to wake up to, but we have.
Yeah, and as the sun begins to rise right now, we'll get more visibility from here on out as the morning progresses and get a better view of the damage from across our area. Don texted in. He said, hey, Dan and Dalton, I'm in Wilmer. It felt like the eye of the storm went through my front yard. I had a 70-foot pine tree snap off about 40 foot from the top and landed where I normally park my truck 6 feet further to the west. It would have been inside my house. Thank y'all for what you did last night staying on air. Thank you, Don. Nick Matranga from the License and Revenue Commission office here in Mobile said, please remind people that the License and Revenue Commission will be closed today. And well, there you go, Nick, just letting everybody know. And with some of those cancellations that we have going on right now, the Mobile County Commission's office sent out a note early this morning. They said, as a result of Hurricane Zeta, numerous trees and power lines are down all over Mobile County. Work crews are working to make roads safe and passable. For today, county offices in Mobile Government Plaza, the Plaza Annex, and the courthouse will be closed. Employees will report for their normal work hours beginning tomorrow, Friday, October 30th. They said, with today being the last day to apply for absentee ballots for the November 3rd general election, the Mobile County Absentee Voting Office will be open during normal business hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. That office located at 151 Government Street. And you can give that office a call if you have some questions, 251-574-6400, 251-574-6400. Because remember, I know we just all went through hell last night, but there's an election coming up on Tuesday. What a crazy, crazy week.
It's too much. Okay, so Cindy says power's back on Gayford Street area of Fair Hope. Very good. Power lines across the road at Dauphin and McGregor. Did we get that earlier, too?
No, we didn't have that yet.
Okay, and also the big tree that is down. Once you come down the hill on Spring Hill Avenue, heading toward the interstate, you're going to have a big tree down there to the east of St. Ignatius Catholic Church, and just be careful there because there's a lot of traffic going into town at that time. That's the way a lot of people go to the infirmary, if they work at the hospital, if they work downtown. That's going to be a big mess. It's not cleaned up. It's crossed both lanes. I don't know how they're going to, I don't know how they're going to proceed.
Yeah, and in my travels this morning from just about Mobile Lumber on Highway 90 all the way to the service road where I cut across and come here to the studios here at Airport 65, I would say about half of the power lights were down and out this morning.
Okay.
And then on Cottage Hill at the West I-65 service road, two of the green lights are hanging low. Like, if you're in a tall truck, you could hit one of these lights. So travel carefully this morning.
Yeah, I was in a tall truck one time during a hurricane.
Yeah.
You know what happened to me. It is 6:58 at FM Talk 106.5. A lot of information coming straight ahead.
Riles, WKRG News 5. We have the latest on the aftermath of Hurricane Zeta on the Gulf Coast. Zeta has weakened into a tropical storm over central Alabama. This morning, more than 102,000 people in Mobile County are waking up in the dark. In Baldwin County, more than 37,000 households are without power. In Clark County, nearly 7,800 homes do not have electricity, while more than 5,000 outages have been reported in Escambia County, Alabama. Citronelle Mayor Jason Stringer describes his town as a war zone after Zeta swept through. He posted on Facebook asking people to stay off the roads, saying some injuries have been reported along with power outages. The Clark County Emergency Management Agency says 100% of the county is without power this morning. Coastal Mississippi also took a hit from Zeta. Several cars were underwater in a parking garage at the Golden Nugget in Biloxi. The eye of the storm passed right over New Orleans, where police say a man was electrocuted by a low-hanging power line. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The pandemic is rising and Tommy Tuberville still doesn't get it. Our seniors at risk. Tuberville wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act and end the protections for pre-existing medical conditions like heart disease and diabetes. Children under 26 years of age would be kicked off their parents' health care. He opposes expanding the coverage for those who lost their jobs, all in the middle of a pandemic growing out of control. Tommy Tuberville, wrong in this crisis, wrong for your health. Senator Doug Jones gets things done for you.
I've spent the last 3 years fighting to protect health care for our seniors, for those with pre-existing medical conditions like heart disease and diabetes, reducing the cost of prescription drugs, and expanding funding for our rural hospitals. getting things done for you. On November 3rd, I ask for your vote because your health care and getting us through this is my top priority.
This is Senator Doug Jones running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve